Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is combo platter time. 877-881-1053. Today is National Chicken Wing Day. So give us a sports opinion first, and then we will shout out your favorite wing place. So sports opinion first, and then we will shout out your favorite wing place. Who wants to start on this excursion? And we're already starting to get a ton of feedback. 877-881-1053.
All right, sports opinion, because I always have a problem with, like, opinions versus predictions. My opinion right now is that Luka is in postseason form already and ready to rock. Like, I think we could just bypass this stretch here where we have the eight games, and Luka would be ready for the postseason. And you know what, Mike? I think he would be ready and willing to play all the minutes necessary that Rick Carlisle would put on him.
I have a question for you, but I feel like you need to get in your wing situation
yes,
first.
My wing situation would be, and you can go to 105.3thefan.com and check out this recipe, and I will tweet it out if you want to. It is the Orange Magic recipe, Kevin. I will take it on myself. Well, and it's because I did it myself. I did it at the house, and it worked out really well for me.
I thought you were just kissing Gavin Dawson's butt.
I've actually made those two at the house and done it pretty much the way Gavin says to do it. And it is a great wing, and I've made it for other people, and they're like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "It's a little bit of syrup at the end."
Yeah, it's you get the heat as the base, which is there all the time. Then you get the smoke on top of that, and then you get the syrup. It's just it's the perfect combination of wing, man.
Now, here's my question though for this: do you think at any part? Because I was watching last night, and there were pretty much two air balls from Luka from the 3-point line. Do you think at any time during the playoffs, Carlisle will try to tell Luka they can't stop you when you're going to the basket or posting up? Can you please stop taking contested three-pointers?
Yes, but will it work? I think he'll try to tell him that and be like, I hear you, coach. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know, because it seems like it's just part of their game. You know, the threat that he can make that three-pointer from 75 feet away at any point is part of what allows them to get to the basket. I feel like that they're going to continue to mix it up a lot, because you're starting to see that a lot in what they do and don't do. But you're right. If they can't stop him, why stop doing that? Why shoot the three whenever they can't stop you from getting to the basket and getting a foul?
Now, before we get into more of our fan texters, we have a guest participant today
on
the combo platter. For that, I take you directly to Kevin Harlan.
I want to see how much pull we have in the city of Atlanta. See if we can get some of those chicken wings sent down here to Orlando.
We could celebrate
the restart with those wings.
That's awesome. He said that yesterday?
Yes. So Kevin Harlan shouting out for Magic City.
Put some respect
dude,
on
as
Kevin
his...
Harlan is the best, man.
That would break the bubble, though.
No, they can have things delivered in.
Yes. They can have things delivered in. They can't go past the
even
line.
Even when the cook's cooking
the
with
food,
just
though.
Panties on?
That's not how that works.
That's not sanitary.
That's not. You don't
do you think the strippers are the cooks at Magic City?
They're not. I thought that was part of the reason that they enjoy the wings so much.
Wait. So Mike thought that like the whole
it's
idea
like
of Magic
open kitchen.
City. Yeah,
oh.
yeah. The performers were. It's like a Benihana's except,
yes.
you know, just.
Yeah.
No.
I have to admit, I've never been to Magic City, so I can't say 100%. I feel like
you
that's.
You got some buffalo sauce on your boob.
Oh, my God. From the masterpiece of the week on Friday, it's going to be magical. But the 214, if the NFL season happens, Dak will be a top three MVP candidate. TJ's Catfish and Wings off Little Road in South Arlington is legit.
Nice.
From the 682, Dak will win the MVP this year. Best wing spot is Flavored Wings and Daiquiri off of Cooper and Arlington. So right there, competing Dak opinions and competing wing places.
I think Dak has a chance to win the MVP. I really do. I think
more than
offense,
Gardner Minshew?
Yes, more than Gardner Minshew. I'm not saying he's the favorite. Dak is not the favorite, but I do feel like, and hopefully it's not as my Shohei Ohtani take before the season, because that doesn't look too good after his first outing, because I thought he was a dark horse for the MVP, because I thought he would pitch, you know, much better than how he started off. But I just think Dak has a chance with the weapons around him to really put up a great season statistically. And if the Cowboys can go 11-5 or better, and you guys are predicting 11-5, yep. then I think that gives him a legitimate chance to win the MVP. And then if that happens, good luck with the contract.
Did he not have a good year last year to statistically?
He
statistically,
did.
Yes, but it was a horrible finish.
Okay,
from Thanksgiving on, it was a horrible finish.
Because he had 4,900 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions.
Got to win.
I think that yeah, – and Kevin, all right, so let's say that team finishes 10-6.
He's in the mix.
And obviously
5,035.
What's that?
I think you need 5,000 yards or more passing, 35 touchdowns or more. And I would say you said 11 interceptions last
yeah.
year. 11 or less
okay.
for him to be the MVP. And I think he can do that.
Yeah, I don't think that he can't either. And I think if this defense is upgraded and you already know, you already feel like the offense is going to be favorable to what he did last year. So I think y'all are right. I think he does stand a chance to do it. It's just going to be on the defense to help out and for their offense to not sputter the way that it did at the end of the year last year whenever they were scoring, what, Mike, it was an average of 9 points a game?
It was more than that because obviously the L.A. game and the Washington game, they put up a tremendous amount of points. But all the other games were, I think, single-digit games.
Sorry, somebody
weren't they?
Tweeted me. Yeah, no, nah, I think so. Yeah, it was okay. bad.
From the 214, Mavericks will win the 2020 championship, and Buffalo Wild Wings is superior to Wingstop and
Uh-oh.
Pluckers.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
So I haven't had Pluckers in quite some time. I have had Wingstop in that time, and Wingstop still, their fries are fantastic.
They are.
And they do. They are their lemon pepper and their parmesan,
garlic parmesan.
Those are the greasiest things you'll ever find in life, but they're fantastic. So I still like Wingstop. I favor them. My son is favorable to Buffalo Wild Wings, though.
From the 214, the Rangers. Man, this is a hot sports opinion. The Rangers will win 45 games, scoring less than 3 runs a game. And Wing Bucket in Richardson is the best. I don't think I've ever been there.
Wing Bucket.
I've seen okay. Wing Bucket.
I never heard of Wing Bucket either.
So you've not been there?
No.
Okay.
He's been there and just doesn't remember.
I'm going to throw out Ooh. This one. And this, I do think, as of today, is a little bit of a hot take. I think the Rangers will average over 4 runs by the end of this 60-game season.
Whoa, wow.
They can't, so you're saying they can't not all be hot or all be – they can't all be in a slump at the same time the entire year.
Yeah, and I think it'll just be a hair over 4. I don't think like we're going to get close to like 5 runs a game, but I do think at the end of this, the Rangers hopefully starting today – will put some runs on the board and give their you know team a better chance to win a game. And I think it's going to happen here pretty soon.
So Ruggie's going to explode is what you're telling me.
I just think I think guys will get hot. I don't know if it'll be Ruggie today. You know, obviously he hit a home run yesterday. But I just think we're going to get three or four guys hitting together that are going to produce runs, you know. And when you get all nine guys hitting, you know, a hot streak, that's when you do put up, you know, the 10 or 12 runs in a game. So that is my hot take. That's my sports take. I'm local, just like a half a mile to a mile down the road from me is BB Bop. And once again, it's Korean.
Yeah, man.
Make a great chicken wing.
Look, man, Korean wings, man, they're fantastic. Don't sleep on them.
Huh. All right. I've not heard of that place either. I'm intrigued. So there's a couple here that are amazing. From the 606, sports opinion. I don't think Dak is the future QB of the Cowboys, but then my favorite part, Buffalo Wild Wings here in the Cincinnati area.
Nice.
All right. So is that to insinuate that Buffalo Wild Wings is better than the normal ones? And then things are about to get crazy. From the 469, my opinion is Eddie Guerrero is underrated and forgotten as a legendary wrestler. Also, Plucker's Wings, bonus wing take, boneless is the way to go.
Ooh.
Bone wings are too complicated.
Chicken nuggets.
Wow. You don't want chicken wings then, right? Like, that's my thing, and this is going to be,
Colby
sorry.
Colby gets furious
yeah,
about
no,
this.
I'm right there with him. You're paying wing premiums because chicken wings, like, there's a premium on them. They're absolutely cost more than, like, average chicken pieces would. You're paying a premium for what are essentially chicken chunks or chicken tenders. If you want chicken tenders, go do that. You can sauce them up yourself. What you're doing is you're just wasting money. Why are you doing that?
That's actually a really good
point.
What
was the sports take? Because I think I had something on it.
Sports take is Eddie Guerrero is an underrated wrestler. You
for
be
some
careful.
Reason, when you said Eddie Guerrero, I thought of Eddie Guardado, the left-handed reliever.
He was so awesome, like, that one year.
This dude has an opinion on this dude has an opinion on a left-handed reliever.
He also
nice
lied, cheated, and stole.
That is so true. I don't know if this is a wing take or not. Kids don't know how to eat chicken wings.
Oh, it's so true. They leave so much meat on the bone.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I got the skin off, and you're like, what are you talking about? You got the no, you eat the chicken off of that.
The worst is like the kids that just use the drum to like dip into ranch, and they're just licking ranch off the drum.
Just like,
they're not even eating it.
This is just a vessel for me to get this entire bowl of ranch in my stomach.
Does this turn into a versus where it's the drumsticks versus the flats?
It might, but before we do that, I feel like I enjoyed talking college football. I didn't realize how much I missed it. So I'm going to reiterate the fact that college football as a national sport is significantly less good than college football as like a regional
where you need to win
your conference. And like that matters. And my wing spot, Connie's Wings Plus in Arlington. It's not necessarily about, like, the quality of the wings, because they're solid, but the fact that you can get a wing combo with, like, a hero or with, like, fried rice or with, like, a Philly cheesesteak. Like, you can get a wing combo with anything, and it's just incredible.
That's like Will Call Bar, Kevin. Will Call has great wings down there when we did that the Cowboys-Vikings game, and they also had some great po'boys to go along with it.
My kid really wanted wings during this coronavirus through like a pizza place, and I can't remember which, you know, I call it fast food pizza, but delivery pizza, you know. And he was like, oh, these don't taste as good as like yours or like BB Bop or, you know. And I was like, well, it's really tough, to me at least, to get good wings from kind of a chain delivery pizza place.
From the 972, CeeDee Lamb will have 1,000-plus receiving and 12-plus touchdowns.
Wow.
And that would lead the NFL in touchdown catches.
The best wing spot is Duff's in Southlake. So
I want to take a step back to the pizza thing, because from the 817, Zeke never lost a step. Expectations were just raised. And
that's a good take.
I like that.
The best wings were Little Caesar's Pizza. I have never had wings from there, so I'm like, oddly.
You get a $5 pizza. That's it. It's hot and ready, right?
I think it's $6 now.
What?
Are you kidding me? Why would they do that?
That's like when CeCe said, our buffet is $5 and change, because it was $5.99, and they kept raising the price.
Well, it is a great place, though, for like our family. Like when back in the olden days in February, when we'd have like two meetings we had to go to, and neither one of us had time to cook or anything, and we're like, dang, we don't really have anything in the house for just the kids to do. Just stopping by Little Caesars and going, give me two pepperoni pizzas, and I'm getting out of here. Really helps out.
From the 214, Derek Carr will be in the top five MVP this year and wild over Wings on Broadway and Garland. That is like right by where I live, so I'm going to go check that out for sure.
That's where you're stopping then? Man, hey. Wing Bucket got three straight texts, Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The GOAT, trash, and whoa. So there's three straight texts about Wing Bucket.
Okay.
I have something fun for the Tolos to do and even my show here, KNC Masterpiece. I did it the other day by accident because I was trying to find an old email with some confirmation stuff on it. Go look at your emails in early March and February. Like, it's kind of fun to kind of, at least I was like, wow, it's amazing, like, we had no clue this was coming, really, and like just kind of how, you know, different life was through your emails.
I don't understand what you're saying, Mike. Your emails from March. What are you saying? Why would you still have those?
Yeah, if you don't know, Kevin is a neat freak when it comes to his email inbox. As soon as he reads it and has like completed whatever he needs to do or has siphoned the information, it's deleted.
100% true.
I delete mine at the end of every 2 weeks. So,
really?
Like, the pay period 2 weeks or just an arbitrary 2 weeks?
There's no reason. It's just after 2 weeks I look at it and I go, man, that looks pretty full. I better delete a bunch of stuff.
I think I have emails from 2009 in my email.
But why?
Like, I don't know. I just don't go back and delete them. They're just there. Just in case, Kevin. Just in case.
In case what? In case we go back in time? Why would you need those emails? What was relevant from 2009 that you got in an email that could be executed today?
By the way, it's drums. The drums are the best part of the wing.
No,
I'm
going to
go look at all my emails from 2009 during this break and see if I should delete any of them.
Yes, you should delete them all. You should not even read them.
I'm going to find a relevant one. I'm going to bring it in baseball nuggets and tell you my relevant emails.
Okay, good. Good. I look forward to that because there's no way that's going to happen.
I have 1,739 emails right now in my inbox, so let's see how far back it goes.
Over 11 years, that's it?
No, that's unread. Unread.
You know how many emails I have in my inbox right now? Four. They're all about the show today. That's it. That's all that's in my email.
I have
right
one.
Now.
It's a low carb dinner recipe. I actually should move that to a different folder. So I'll have zero after today, Jim.
I have one here from the Texas Rangers from 11/1/2018. Jingle and mingle invitation for former Texas Rangers.
The KNC Masterpiece, your home of email talk.
Why would that be necessary?
You want me to delete that?
Yes, I do. We're the KNC
Masterpiece. My Amazon order on 10/25/18 here.
What'd you order?
I'll
cut his mic off. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, if you could pick any non-QB in the NFL for your franchise, you could just steal him for another team. Who would you pick and why? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
The upcoming segment of the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by Walk-Ons. This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is also brought to you by personal injury lawyers Franklin Frankel. Have you been injured in a wreck with a work truck or 18-wheeler? Well, then call 214-333-3333 or go online to truckwreck.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, go to 105.3thefan.com, pull up the fan cam, and watch Mike pretend to be invested in the show when what he's actually doing is going through his emails from 2013. I swear to you, that is actually what is happening.
What are we
right
supposed
now.
To talk about right now?
All right, what we're talking about instead of your emails is the contract of Joey Bosa. So Joey Bosa got
a better story if you want it.
5-year save it for the next segment. 5-year, $135 million extension with 78 fully guaranteed at signing and $102 million guaranteed. So that's $2 million more in guaranteed money than Myles Garrett just got. So I was thinking if you could just poach any non-quarterback you wanted off of any team in the NFL, who would it be from the 972 tight end George Kittle? Because then the Cowboys would definitely score at least 30 points a game. And from the 469, Aaron Donald on the interior for the Dallas Cowboys would be deadly with DeMarcus Lawrence and Aldon Smith on the outside. We would lead the league in sacks and tackles for loss.
Tell you, one of the guys that comes to mind, I know he's impossible to get and kind of a worthless player in some situations, but I would like to get TJ Watt. We just have to make sure he doesn't put his hand on the ground or he's worthless.
See, from the 469, to go along with that joke about draft night, TJ Watt, because I'm tired of all of these nightmares. From the 817, I'd pick TJ Watt because we need defensive help and he should be here anyway.
You know, and the interesting thing is, you know, I know it's a shot at, you know, that 1 year, 2017 first-round draft, the Cowboys actually do a really good job for a long time now. Their drafting has been, to me, above average NFL standards.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
remember
just that
when we
one
went...
pick right there, that one pick that really could have changed a lot of things with the Cowboys, unfortunately, was one that went really bad.
Remember when we went through the future rankings, the Cowboys were ranked number one in terms of drafting ability. So you're onto something there. That just feels like one that really, really hurts, not only because the player is awesome, but the player is awesome in like an area of still desperate need, it feels like.
Is Jamal Adams yours, Corey?
No, and that's actually, I'm trying to figure out, where was he on the list, Kevin? Where do we have Jamal Adams right now? Is he in the top 40?
Jamal Adams is in the top 40, and that's all I can tell you for now. Actually, I could tell you if you wanted.
We can get to that later.
Save it for next week.
Yeah, because Mike has a lot of email topics we got to get to.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you about Zumba.
Like 1,700 of them.
The
when
easy
they made
one,
me do Zumba.
The easy one for the Cowboys and Kevin, because A, I wanted him anyway, and B, I guess we got Zach Martin, so it's a good consolation prize. But the easy one's Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
If you want to wreck shop in the middle, which is your weakest spot, then you go do that and you make Tank Lawrence better. You make whoever else is on the. If Aldon Smith turns out good, you make him better. So that's the easy one. But I would probably go, because I want turnovers, I would probably go with Stephon Gilmore.
Oh.
And add him.
How old is
to,
he?
Like 60. And still, he has like more touchdowns than everybody out there. So it's either him or Tre'Davious White, one of those two guys. But Gilmore's considered the
Gilmore's
best.
Gilmore's 29.
Was Tre'Davious White in that draft too, but drafted right before Taco?
Yes. Yeah, he was. He was right before. I wanted to move up to get him. I was surprised he'd fallen as far as he did because I was like, look, if there's a cornerback that I want to go get, and Lattimore's turned out really good, but Tre'Davious White was the guy that I played in my flag on. Kevin remembers that.
Literally the pick before Taco.
So if I had my choice, it would probably be one of those two guys, if not Aaron Donald.
If you were looking for back-end help, I mean, you kind of stuck with cornerbacks, but maybe like a safety, someone like a Minkah Fitzpatrick who can also play in those cornerback spots.
That's an interesting one. I'm going to go with, you know, Corey pointed it out, and it does make a lot of sense. I think that Aaron Donald is the single greatest player in the NFL. I get because he doesn't play quarterback, he's not valued as the single greatest player in the NFL, but Aaron Donald can get to the quarterback. He can destroy the line of scrimmage. And obviously he plays a position where the Cowboys could use help. So all of that rolled into the fact that you'd be getting the best defensive player in the league. I would go with Aaron Donald from the,
does Bobby Wagner interest you guys at all in this conversation?
Not anymore. I think just because of the age.
Yeah. Okay. You would go Darius Leonard rather, right?
Okay. Darius Leonard is a tackling machine.
That's my guy right there. I absolutely love that player.
I mean, Bobby Wagner, he just turned 30, so okay. He's not like, you know, ancient, but for NFL standards, probably. From the 502, what about Christian McCaffrey? I know running back, so people don't value it, but
he would upgrade us a hair, but I really like Ezekiel Elliott. He's really good. Is he Christian McCaffrey? No, and Christian McCaffrey is a great wide receiver too, but I just don't see that being a major upgrade. That's why I looked at right now we're hoping Alden Smith or – I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on our draft pick that we drafted in like the fifth, sixth
Neville
round.
Neville Gallimore?
No, because he's Bradley defensive tackle. Bradley and I, right? I mean, we're kind of hoping that one of those two guys really has kind of somewhat of a breakout year or comeback year, whatever you want to call it for, you know, our situation. But I just think that you're not really doing a lot by taking Zeke off the field and giving, whether it's Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey, if you think those guys are better, they're barely better.
Yeah, I think you got a close margin there, whereas on the defensive side, and I think that's interesting because – look at all of the defensive players that we're willing to replace and that the deficiencies we have there right now. Like every one of us picked somebody on that side of the ball. It's not the offense that we're trying to replace at the moment.
From the – oh, this is an intriguing one if you're looking at defensive linemen then. From the 972, Chase Young. He will be a monster. I get that you're hesitant because he hasn't actually done anything in the NFL, but, man, I like that one.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find the perfect combination of somebody that's proven – has a little bit of a proven track record.
Yeah.
That's why Tre'Davious White makes sense.
Sure.
And somebody is at the top of their game, and that's why Gilmore and Aaron Donald make sense because – You still have, if you're looking to build for the next 10 years, then White might be just the perfect guy for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.